Hello there, and welcome to The County Conversation, a podcast featuring employees and subject matter experts in Fairfax County government discussing programs, services, and items of interest to residents of Fairfax County. I'm your host, Jim Person, and on this edition of The Conversation, I'm chatting with Catherine Kovacs. She is a public information officer with the Reston Community Center, and she's here today to talk with us about RCC's Summer Concerts and Entertainment Series. Catherine, thanks for being on the podcast with us.
Thanks for having me.
Looking forward to it. Summer concerts and summer entertainment should be a fun topic, so
yes.
I'm looking forward to it. Before we, you know, get down deep in all the concerts, I think if I understand correctly, there's like six different events on multiple days of the week. Let's just start with the basics about this year's lineup. What makes 2025 special for this summer of fun, if you will?
Yes. So the Reston Community Center Summer Concert and Entertainment Series lasts all summer long. It actually just started on May 23rd, and it runs all the way through September 19th. We have six concert series, so there's a little something for everyone. For kids, we have great cover bands coming. We have jazz and classical. So there is truly something for everyone. And it's just a wonderful time for everyone in the community to come out and enjoy those long summer days together.
Okay. And we were chatting before we started rolling, six different events, but multiple days of the week. So
yes.
if you can't make a Wednesday night, there's probably something for you on another day or night. I mean, a lot of options.
Yes. So our concert series start out on Wednesday. So on Wednesday nights, we are at Lake Ann Plaza for our sunset concerts from 7 to 8:30. They run from June 11th to August 13th. If you've never been out to Lake Ann Plaza, it's just a great place to hang out on a summer evening. There's a little breeze coming off the lake. We have all sorts of different concerts there, world music, blues, and, you know, a history of people getting up to dance right in the plaza. Plus, there are a bunch of, you know, local restaurants, a brewery there. Mm. So even if you don't want to just come bring a chair and sit in the plaza, you could find one of the local spots and, you know, bring your friends or family and have dinner and enjoy a little music.
Okay. So that's Wednesday nights. Since you kind of covered some of the highlights, well, I think what we'll do is we'll just kind of cover all of the individually each event. But before we go too far, are any of these have costs associated with them? And if they do, okay, I get that.
They are all free,
okay,
free to everyone. So please come out. You may as well. It's a great place too if you have family coming. Nice free event to bring in if you have visitors. So
everybody's always looking for some place to take the family friend.
Exactly.
Or the friend in from town.
Yes, my in-laws are coming in this summer, and I think we will be going to a Reston concert or two.
Got them planned for every day of the week. Come on. They'll be going. No,
yes.
All right. So the Wednesday night, and I'm sorry, what was that event?
That is the sunset concerts at Lake Ann Plaza.
Okay, sunset concerts. Mm-hmm. Anything else you want to talk about that one before we move to the next?
Yeah, they run from June 11th to August 13th.
Okay.
So a lot of the summer is covered. I think that's the basics there.
So what's next after summer concerts at Lake Ann Plaza on Wednesdays? Where do we go from there?
The next concerts on Thursdays are Take a Break concert series. It's at Halley Rise. It's a new neighborhood in Reston. If you are sort of familiar with Reston, it's just off Reston Parkway behind the Wegmans. There's a really nice big green space. So it's just, you know, an open field. And we bring in music so you can have a picnic and hang out.
So there's no pre-built structure there.
Wow. Yeah, there's a little garden by, which is kind of fun. It's, again, a newish neighborhood. So this is one. I haven't been to this one yet, but I'm excited to try it this year.
All right.
It's Thursdays. It's 7 to 8:30, and it starts on June 5th and runs all the way through August 28th. A really diverse lineup. And you can find the lineup for all the concert series on our website at www.restoncommunitycenter.com/summermusic. And that will give you, you know, the whole list in chronological order. So it's a good way to find it
I don't want to put you on the spot, mm-hmm. but as we go through these, if there's any headliners or highlights that you want to mention about some of these, feel free.
Yeah, I will.
Okay, so Wednesdays and Thursdays are covered.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, is there anything on a Friday?
There are. We actually have two different concert series on Friday night. So we start out with our happy hour with Darden and Friends. This is on Fridays at 5:30 to 6:45. It already started on May 23rd, so kicking off the summer right before Memorial mm-hmm. Day, and then runs through June 27th. This is all jazz, so Darden Purcell mm-hmm. is, sort of brings in all the best jazz talent from around the region, and this is at Reston Town Square Park. So in Reston Town Center, there's a little park, and that's where we have these. A nice thing, as the name suggests, you're kicking, finishing off the work week, and you want to bring some coworkers if you work right near there, or kind of bring your friends and get the weekend started. So we had a little bit of a windy start, but I am looking forward to the weather heating up so we have a more traditional summer concert experience.
I know we need it.
Yeah, I know. So I'm ready for summer concerts. So after Happy Hour with Darden, we have another concert series on Friday evenings. It's Summerbration Fab Fridays at Reston Station. These are from
two different locations.
Exactly. Yes. 7 to 8:30, and these go May 30th to September 19th. We have a huge lineup here. This is where we have a lot of our cover bands.
Mm.
So I'm looking forward to July 11th. There's The Jets. It's a tribute to Elton John. I think that one will be really fun. Our community events director who organizes these concerts was saying he's just a really great live performer.
Okay.
We also, on July 4th, a Taylor Swift tribute is coming back.
Oh.
We had this last year and it was huge. So July 4th, if you missed the Eras Tour, this is your chance to go for free. So I think that will be a really fun one.
Big cost difference there.
Exactly. A big cost difference. And we finish off strong. September 19th, we'll have an ABBA tribute band. Oh. So I think that one will be really fun on September 19th.
Well, you mentioned big crowds, and that mm-hmm. popped in my head. Is there any capacity limit?
These are all really big spaces for the most part. They're, we're sort of in all the big plazas and community gathering spaces in Reston. So there's a pretty big, there's space for everyone.
But still, people, if they want to get a good seat or a good spot to stand,
you might want to get there a minute early, especially for one like the Taylor Swift one. I know last year that one was big. Probably our record attendance is my guess.
And that one is?
Summerbration at Reston Station.
And the specific date, do you know, for the Taylor Swift?
July 4th.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Holiday.
Yeah, so a holiday weekend.
That'll be a big
one
anyway, since it's mm-hmm. July 4th.
Exactly. Yeah, and this one we went to a few times last year, and it was really fun. I brought some friends and my family. I had my then 2-year-old in tow last year, and he was up dancing, running around with any other kids who were there, making friends with, the friendly grandparents sitting next to us. And so it's just, these concerts are such a nice, microcosm mm-hmm. of, of Reston and of the world,
right,
kind of highlight,
right.
We have a little bit of everything. Everyone can come. Everyone belongs. And they're really fun and just a feel good way to spend, a summer evening.
Right. All right, so we've got 4 of the 6 covered.
Yes.
We've got Wednesday covered, Thursday covered. We've got 2 events on Fridays that we've covered. Now I think we've kicked off the weekend, as me and my friends like to say, we kick off the weekend on Thursdays. But but the weekend is now upon us with Saturday and Sunday. I'm sure you're not going to disappoint with something happening for both days, right?
Yes, of course. We have Saturday mornings. We have the Family Fun and Entertainment Series. This is Saturday at 10 to 10:45. We're starting on June 14th with a balloon comic. And we have concerts and entertainment every Saturday through August 2nd. And we have a little bit of everything. A unicyclist, a magician, bands. So this will be a really fun one for, little kids, elementary school age kids. and a nice way to start the weekend. Yeah. And as someone with a toddler, I'm always looking for something to do just to fill some time. So this is a nice free way you can come out, hang out with some other families in the area and enjoy your Saturday morning.
Let them get their energy out.
Exactly. Run around. It's before probably most of the pools open, like, it, you know, for smart, the day. Yeah. So it's a perfect, you know, have a little breakfast or, you know, go somewhere and get a coffee and walk over. This is also at Reston Town Square Park, so in Reston Town Center. And I have this one on my calendar for this year. So
every we'll date be... check.
Yes.
We have our plans for this Saturday.
Exactly. So I think those will be really fun.
Okay. The Saturday is covered and we're wrapping down the weekend.
Yes.
And we're into Sunday. What special events do you have on
course? We have Sunday Art in the Park. This is also at Reston Town Square Park. It's from 7 to 8 p.m. on Sundays, June 8th to August 24th. And it is with Shenandoah Conservatory. So they send up different musicians. So a lot of their professors come and they'll bring, you know, maybe a student ensemble with them. It is a lot of classical music. There's a harpist and a cellist. And then also some of them, there's a Disney night. So it'll be, you know, a little mini orchestra performing Disney hit classics and some jazz mixed in. So I think it's a nice sort of chill, soothing way to round out the week and, you know, relax and get ready for the next one.
We're on the County Conversation podcast. We're talking with Catherine Kovacs from the Reston Community Center. We're talking about RCC Summer Concert and Entertainment Series and six different events on, what, five different days? Mm-hmm. A lot of stuff going on throughout the summer with the Reston Community Center. And you mentioned the website address. Is there a phone number?
Yes.
Okay. Give us that information where folks can learn more.
Yes. Again, the website is restoncommunitycenter.com. And if you want to specifically find the summer concert and entertainment schedule, it's restoncommunitycenter.com/summermusic. And then our phone number is 703-476-4500. And for our summer concerts, this is really important to remember. If weather is looking a little bit iffy that day, you can always call our main number and find out if the event is on for the day. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, and X. And if there's an update, we'll post it there, too.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, because, you know, summer, it's
you never know.
Prone to summer thunderstorms, so that's a good point. Six different events, multiple days of the week, a lot of different artists, performers, things like that going on. How in the world do y'all pull all this together?
Well, we have our offsite and collaboration team working on this. That's, you know, their big project for the summer. We have great partners. So at each of our different locations, we have, you know, wonderful partnerships with Reston Town Center Association, with Holly Rise, with Lake Ann at Reston, and Reston Station. We also work with MSC Productions to bring in the artists for many of our series, and then also Darden Purcell for the jazz and Shenandoah Conservatory. Yeah. So,
and local business support as well?
Yes. Well, Reston Community Center is supported by a special tax district. So the residents and the business community invest in RCC to, you know, make it a great place to live, work, and play. And then, you know, all of these different plazas where these are held, lots of them have, you know, some great restaurants nearby or a place to grab coffee or bring a picnic. So it's a great place. Great way to really activate the space and bring people to the local businesses, get everyone outside and, you know, enjoying it all together.
Pilot program this year, if I understand correctly, something called RCC on Wheels. Is that correct?
Yes. So RCC on Wheels is our new mobile unit. So we have a van that's wrapped and sort of showcases a little bit of what you might do at RCC. And it has been a pilot program this year. It launched actually at the Reston Thanksgiving Parade. Mm-hmm. It was And then it will be popping up at different concerts this summer.
Oh, okay.
And it'll just bring a little extra, maybe some free giveaways, maybe some little activities, and then also a really great way to learn a little bit more about what Reston Community Center offers. Because we do these summer concerts, but we do lots more than that. We have great fitness classes. We have aquatics and swimming lessons, all sorts of things you can do, and even more performances if you want to come to our theater. So there's a lot that we offer. So it's a great place for, you know, we're going to go where the people are. And so this is a good place where, you know, people may come to the concerts and one, maybe not even realize they're going to a concert. Sure. They're just going to, you know, Lake Ann that day, and then they realize they're at a concert. So it's a great way to learn and sort of bring people into the RCC fold. Right. Or, you know, maybe they're there and a friend brought them and they're sort of new to it. So we'll have our handy program guides that have all of our events and, you know, more information about what we do. And again, possibly some little activities and some good swag. Everyone likes a right. little.
So they will be at some concerts, but not all, but also at other events or may just show up places.
Yeah, okay. We are. Yeah. So it's a pilot program. So we're still figuring out some of the finer details, but we've been popping up at a lot of the major events in Reston for a while. It was just at Celebrate Reston in May. And we'll be, you know, the idea is that Reston Community Center has two locations. We have one in Hunter's Woods mm-hmm. and one at Lake Ann. And, you know, that works for a lot of people, but, you know, it may not work for everyone. The summer concerts were already a way to kind of get out and get into different neighborhoods. So, you know, again, we have a whole bunch of different locations. So hopefully there's something convenient for everyone in there. But if there's not, we see RCC on Wheels as our way to kind of get even deeper into neighborhoods. So it'll be at the concerts, but the idea is that it will eventually be going, you know, to places that maybe RCC isn't serving very much right now, but could be. And, you know, we have something to offer. We'll have information, too, about our fee waiver program. So RCC really, you know, it is for everyone. So for people who qualify, we do have a fee waiver program. Oh, okay. So it's, you know, sort of scholarships for, you know, either summer camps or different classes. So for our programs that do have fees, we don't want that to be a barrier. Right. For people who would really benefit from the program. So we can have information about that too. So, you know, we can make sure that everyone knows RCC is for them too.
So RCC on Wheels, is it just a truck or a van, or is there like technology in the vehicle? I mean, talk to me a little bit about that.
There is. Right now we have our test van. So it is mostly shell where we can put anything in that we need to have a great event. But when the new one comes, it will be really exciting. It'll be a little bit more, you know,
substance
gadgeted out.
Okay. Wow, okay.
So I know there'll be a screen and it'll have all sorts of, you know, storage. So we can have, you know, we could have a pop-up event in a neighborhood and, you know, kind of have all our stuff for crafts or for outdoor games, you know, like lawn games, and have it all in there so we can just go and sort of have a party wherever we roll up.
Serve Reston.
Exactly.
Yeah. Places you haven't gone. That's the point, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So all this sounds wonderful to someone listening right now that hasn't experienced it like you have, both personally and professionally. What would you tell them about the summer entertainment and concert series that makes it really special?
It is just magical, I think, being outside on a summer evening or morning, I guess, for the family fun. And, you know, being out there with the community, having some music on a great day, you know, that's what summer's all about, as far as I'm concerned. So everyone is welcome to join us. Bring your folding chair, bring your picnic blanket, and come on out. We have something for everyone at hopefully a time and day that will work for everyone.
All right. Two-part question.
Mm-hmm.
Which one is your favorite, and which one would you recommend for someone who hasn't enjoyed it?
That is tricky. Again, what I am really looking forward this year is the Family Fun and Entertainment series. Right. I think if you're a parent, I definitely would recommend you try that one. I'm taking my own advice this summer. And I think actually the Take a Break on Thursdays at Holly Rise, I think it's kind of a new spot. Mm-hmm. It's been a year or two that we've been there, and it just looks like a great place to relax. But I think probably I would say my favorite is the sunset concerts at Lake Ann, just because I love Lake Ann. It's so nice right on the lake. It's just a lot of fun and a great place to be and hang out.
Can't go wrong with any of the six, I'm sure.
No, you really can't. They're all good. Yeah. In my favorites, I've listed almost all of them. you can't lose here. Yeah.
All right. Hit us again with the telephone number, website address. I'm interested. Where can I go to learn more about this?
Yes.
All this free stuff.
Yes. So first go to restincommunitycenter.com/summermusic. That'll get you the whole schedule for our entire lineup at all six concert series all summer. Then the phone number is 703-476-4500.
Okay, and that's an important phone number because if there is inclement weather.
Yes, if you ever have a question, if it's happening, please call or, again, check on Facebook, Instagram, or X.
Okay. Telephone number again?
703-476-4500.
All right, there you go. RestinCommunityCenter.com or 703-476-4500 for more information. Catherine, thanks for being here. This has been a fun one.
Thank you. It's been great.
Absolutely. Catherine Kovacs with us on this edition of the County Conversation Podcast, talking about RCC's Summer Entertainment and Concert Series. If you want to hear more conversations with Fairfax County's finest, be sure to follow us on soundcloud.com/Fairfax County, as well as our podcast webpage, fairfaxcounty.gov/podcast. The County Conversation is produced by the Fairfax County, Virginia government.